Hello, I'm actually just in the Enterprise tent here, and I just walked in the door, and I'm standing in front of Derry Castle Crafts, and there's amazing wood stuff here, and I'm sure I'm going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, we operate from Corrigan O'Boyle, and we do a variety of clocks in various shapes and sizes. We do the Map of Ireland, Shamrock, Cladda, Harp, Celtic Cross, a wheel, and we do each county shape with a county crest on it. We have a website, derrycashelcrafts.com, and our email is derrycashelcrafts@aircom.net, or our telephone 071-964-7051.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I put you right on the spot now. Anyway, but they, as I said, there's Maps of Ireland, there's Cladda rings, and there's guitars, there's everything here.
Yes, we do violin, guitar, banjo. We do a scissors, a fish. Nearly any shape that's possible, we'll do. We try to.
And they're all clocks. They're all clocks.
They're all clocks. And they're native woods.
Yeah. Yeah, and lovely stuff. Congratulations.
Thank you.
God bless your work.
Thank you
very much. So that was Derry Castle Crafts, and beautiful lady there. And now we're going down to the corner. And I'm standing here, and the amount of art here is just amazing. Anyway, I'm sure you're going to explain to me who you are and what you do.
We have stucco art, which is, you can check out more on our website, www.stucco-art.com. And it's actually Venetian plaster and micro cement, which is mainly for interior design and walls, but we do pictures in it as well, so we make it a little bit different. And it enhances any home with a contemporary modern twist.
And you also do jewellery?
We do jewellery, yes. I love working with leather from our home in Clunfad. And we like jewellery to be a little bit different for people who want to stand out from the crowd. And anybody who wants to find out more about our jewellery can visit Facebook. And it's L'Oreal Jewellery Design. And L'Oreal is L'Aurioul Jewellery Design via Facebook.
Thank you, and the best of luck.
Oh, it's been lovely, and it's even better now the sun's shining.
It's great, the sun's shining in Roscommon.
It makes everything so completely different.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations, lovely work.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Cheers.
Good to meet you.
So that was L'Oreal Jewellery, and so we have, I won't talk to you. I'm going to go over to a lady in the corner, and I'm just fabric, there's cards, there's a lot of stuff. There's and she'll explain all about dried flowered cards and all.
Yeah, hello, I'm Geraldine Byrne from Elphin in Roscommon, and I'm a textile artist, and I create all sorts of, what would I call them, wall hangings, pictures, cards, anything you want in fabrics and in thread.
And how can people get in touch with you?
I work from home, so if people want to contact me, I'm on Facebook and on Instagram, and a lot of people know me around Elphin anyway, so they can get in touch with me.
Okay, that's lovely, and God bless your work. It's lovely stuff.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much.
And the range of stuff you do?
Sorry?
What's the range of stuff you do?
Mostly I do box frame pictures, and I do commissions as well. If anybody wants anything in particular, I will make it for them.
How was the show for you?
Sorry?
How was the show?
Oh, the show was great, yeah. It's wonderful to meet loads of people that I haven't seen since this time last year. Yeah,
and so I actually think it's great that people can come along and see the people who are making the stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And they love to know how I do it and all that type of thing, do you know? So, it's very good. It's great fun. It's great weather this year.
Thank you.
Not perished like we were other years.
Perished, yeah. It's great that we have the sun shining and all here. Anyway, as I said, I'm in the craft, the Enterprise craft tent at the moment. And I've just this jewellery here, so amazing jewellery. And the jeweller maker is?
Hi, how are you? My name is Tracy. I'm Hazel Rock's handmade gemstone jewellery. I live just outside Kiju, and I'm basically addicted to gemstones. So I like making them into jewellery so everybody can wear gemstones.
And how can people get in touch with you?
I have a website. It's called hazelrocks.ie. I'm on Facebook as Hazel Rocks. That's Hazel Rocks, all one word. And email and telephone. I have some pieces in the Leitrim Design House, in Rathcrohan Heritage Centre and in the Arda Heritage Centre in Longford as well.
And how are you enjoying the show?
It's brilliant. It's great fun. It's wonderful to talk to so many people and to see so many talented crafters, local crafters around the area as well, and to see all the different crafts that's available. It's just fantastic. Yeah, okay. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Thank you.
A beautiful part of the country, by the way.
It's beautiful. Yes, it is. Yeah, a lovely, tidy town. Yep, they do great work there. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to come and visit. Yeah, okay. Definitely recommend it.
Well, there you are. That's from Kiju, as I said, at the Roscommon. The enterprise tent at the moment. And I'm going to go up and talk to a very good friend of mine up here. She's called Fluttery Calf, Flutterboy Calves. And how are you, Michelle?
Very well, thank you, Jerry.
And how's the show going for you?
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. The crowds have been great. Yeah.
And can you explain to people, I'm looking at some really amazing stuff here. Can you explain to some people what you actually do?
I make plaques and bunting, personalised. I write whatever you want on them. I do them all from scratch. And I just have great fun doing it.
And how do people get in touch with you?
I have a webpage. Just look up for Flutterby Crafts. Look for a little green and purple butterfly and you'll find me. I'm on Facebook.
And you do personalised stuff, a lot of personalised stuff.
I do a lot of personalised stuff. Anything at all you want writing, just let me know. I draw the line at swearing unless you give me it in Irish and I don't know what it is.
And how about postage and stuff like that?
Postage, very, very reasonable. I just charge €1 item that I'm posting out, and I cover the rest of the cost myself.
Yeah, congratulations on lovely stuff.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
And you're loving the show today because it's not cold.
Exactly, the sun's come out and it's helping everybody, I think. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's Michelle from Flutter. What do you explain? I always spell it wrong, I say it wrong.
It's Flutterby Craft, and it's exactly what I used to call butterflies when I was younger. I couldn't say butterflies, and I used to call them flutterbys.
Yeah, that's how you got the name.
Exactly.
Anyway, and Carl is standing beside you.
Yep.
Your master.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's great. It's brilliant. Anyway, I'm going up to the corner then, and I'm standing right in front of some knitted stuff here. I'm standing, KC Handcraft Gifts. How are you?
Hi, pleased to meet you. Yeah, KC Handcraft Gifts is all knitted items made by myself, and specials for the Lamb Festival are fridge magnets, lamb fridge magnets, key rings, sheep, and I have a special for the Rossies because we're big Rossi fans here, obviously. There's special fridge magnets, and you can pick your favourite player, pick the forward line, the back line, whichever, so they can be got here today.
And how much it is?
The fridge magnets are €3 each, or you can get 2 for €5, so that's for the Rossi fridge magnets, and also for the lamb fridge magnets. We've lovely sheep key rings. €4, small little sheep, they're €5, and I'm displaying nativity sets as well, so if anybody's interested in ordering one of those, they'll have it in time for next Christmas.
And how do people get in touch with you?
They can contact me on 087-906-7553, but why don't you call in today and you'll be able to view all the products in front of you.
So that's 087-906-7553, and you can pick out the whole team.
You can take the whole team. You can take, as I said, you can take your favourite player, you can take the forwards, the backs, the centre field, whatever.
Yeah, great.
We're delighted to see you here.
Yeah, and it's delighted to be here. And sitting right beside you, I'm standing at my favourite thing, they're glass, blocks, and oh god, it's amazing stuff. I believe in unicorns. You can see them all, twinkle twinkle little star. And creator it is?
Yeah, so I'm Perfect Presents, and my name is Helen, and I literally do box frames with loads of different sayings, and a new addition this year is the glass blocks, and they're going down a treat here at the Lamb Festival. We also have some ideas for Father's Day, which is coming up on the 17th of June. So we can't forget the daddies in our life either. So something for everyone.
I'm just reading one of this here. If Dad can fix it, we're all screwed.
That's actually my bestseller, and as you can see, I've only one left at the minute, so I will be making more of them. But it's just to give people an idea, and they can personalise them as well. But it's just come along, see what's on offer here in the marquee, and it's a great occasion as well, because it's lots of different crafters from all around the county and surrounding areas. So it's great to see what's on offer and loads of choices.
There is a massive choice. I'm just looking around here today. But, I mean, look, the twinkle, twinkle, little star. And they're lights. They're actually lights.
Yeah, so they're actually a lot of work, and they actually are really, really heavy. But they're one of those kind of items that will last a lifetime. They take a lot of work because the side of them has to be drilled out so that I can put the lights in. But the little battery pack is hidden at the back, so you don't need to do anything once you purchase it. Just change the batteries whenever needed, and it'll last a lifetime.
Brilliant stuff. God bless your work.
Thank about you,
and Kay, God bless your work as well. And
just to say, Conor Devaney is the Conor Devaney has been the most popular player so far. So if anybody else wants to support another team member, come along and buy today.
So let's keep Conor up there at the best of times. Anyway, I'm just the fridge magnets, a knitted fridge magnets. I've never ever seen anything like. Are so amazing. And then of course, then we have the Christmas there. Crib with all the whole lot of them done and knitted on the little sheep and the lambs and tea cosies. Oh, that's amazing. So that's KC Handcraft Gifts, and you can contact her on 087-906-737-553. And how do you get in touch with you?
Perfect Presents on Facebook, and I'm based in Castlereagh and from Lanesborough, so a local to the area as well.
Brilliant stuff. And most of them are local here today. Anyway, I'm just going to go around. As we come in the door, there's a lady sitting here in front of a table, and she's nearly going to have a heart attack because I'm going to go up and have a chat with her. And she's going to tell me all about this stuff.
Hi. My name's Anna, and I work for Unavon Tourism and Craft Shop in Boyle. And I'm here today with some pictures, handmade cards, handmade pictures and frames of little sheep, some upcycled old teacups that we've made into bird feeders, and wooden signs. And we do loads of other stuff in the shop.
And I'm just looking at the delf. You don't throw out your delf anymore, just make something out of it.
That's it, you know, stick it together, a bit of a string and some old beads on it, and stick it in your garden for the birds to eat out of.
That's amazing. And then again, you have wood stuff there with names on it.
Little wooden signs with little pegs on, so you can stick your pictures on of your grandkids, of what the kids are bringing home from school, because you always have it on the fridge, pictures of all sorts. So a little bit of wood, bit of colour, and some coloured pegs, and stick them up and hang them for everyone to see.
So how do people get in touch with you?
So Unavon Tourism in Boyle, so you can go onto our website, which is just unavon.ie, or you can email shop@unavon.ie, and we can make stuff personalised as well if you like.
That wasn't hard, was it?
No.
She was in
Thanks
here,
very much.
Nervous wreck when I come over to her, but now look, she'll be the television next.
Oh God help me. Well, thanks very much for embarrassing me. Thanks for radio.
Anyway, yeah, brilliant stuff. And as I said, it's beautiful stuff. I think the idea of instead of throwing out your cup, just make a board feeders out of it. Brilliant, 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 brilliant. Again, I'm going to go down here and I'm going to talk to a lady down here, I hope. She has a lovely, lovely, I've seen her a few times here. So I'm from the local radio station. Would you like to tell us about your products?
Well, I make felted fairies. They're all here on display if anybody wants to come and see them. And I'm doing a bit of wet felting here for children as well. Unfortunately, our electricity just gave up, but I'm hoping to get it sorted now, so we're back in business. So anybody wants to come down, they're more than welcome.
And how do you get in touch with you?
You can reach me through Irish Felt Fairy on the internet. There's a website, or on Facebook as well. Just go and have a look.
And I'm sorry for throwing this at you, but just straight up, anyway, the display is amazing. Just as you come in the door, the sun is shining, and the fairies are all sitting around here waiting for you to come down and visit them. And as you said, you're going to be doing some felting.
Yes, I'm going to do some felting with children or adults, whoever wants to do it. There's pencils here to be covered with wool, and just a bit of introduction into wet felting and how it all works.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, would you like to talk to our listeners about your beautiful, beautiful product? How are you doing?
I'd be be delighted to. Yeah, my name is Siobhan Cox Carlos, and I'm a painter by profession. I'd be known as a colourist. I love colour. You'd never have guessed. And look at you. For the listeners, this man has got a check suit with a purple trim and a yellow guitar in it and a blue hat.
I'm not going to tell people what you're wearing because it's amazing. All the colours in the rainbow. It's brilliant.
Ah, yeah. So anyway, it started with my painting, really. And from that, I started making my hand-painted silk scarves. And people love them. They come back and they've two or three or four at this stage and they buy because they are good quality and they're all unique. There's only one off of each one. And then I started doing it a lot in the last year, upcycling, recycling old furniture, little jewellery boxes and jars, that type of thing, candle holders. And that's kind of my pastime. It's just a bit of a fun thing for me to do. Furniture, like nice chairs.
I'm just looking at the chair.
I know, yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? That was a little old chair. It was a pine chair and a cream cover, and it was so ugly. It is now, to describe it, it's got poppies and blue cornflowers on the actual chair part, and then I actually have cornflowers and striped material. I've made a patchwork of really good quality linen material, so hopefully somebody will have a little treat for themselves. It's only 65 euros, and I believe somebody told me yesterday who works in Dublin that they've seen this stuff going for 200 euros a
yeah,
piece.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know from the upcycling up in Dublin anyway that it's very, very expensive.
Yes.
But I'm just, even to hang that on the wall, it's amazing.
It's a piece of art, yeah. I say it's art. It's just an extension of my art. I'm just working on a 3D surface instead of a single surface, you know.
And how do people get in touch with you?
Contact me, Siobhan Cox Carlos at gmail.com is the best way. I have a phone number. I can give you it's 086-3647-367. I'm always happy to chat to people about a project, or if they've got something they want to upcycle, I can have a look at it and see can we do something with it.
That's amazing. God bless you. And as I said, colour, if you want colour, come down.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's... we're just still walking around here, and everybody's looking fine. The people are coming in. It's a beautiful day in Roscommon. And I hopefully I'm going to talk to this lady up here. And she does. This is our product. Just as you come inside the door, I think she's a fairy queen, but she'll explain exactly who she is.
You talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, the fairy queen.
Yeah, well, I call you the fairy queen.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, why am I talking into your phone?
Because this is a local radio station.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
but we're not live right now.
No, we're not live.
That's good.
We're recording.
It's Ross FM.
It is Ross FM.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did a chat with Ross FM before, actually.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you now, right, let's get to the point.
Okay.
Well, here is Roscommon Land Festival.
That's
in
it.
The Enterprise Craft Marquee.
The Enterprise Craft Marquee, which is the one just on the front of the bank.
On front of Bank of Ireland.
Yes.
And we have some beautiful crafts here today. And lovely, lovely vibe. Lots of people around. The sun is shining in Roscommon for the first time in a long while. Right? And
I'm hearing this all the time.
Yeah, and I sell dream catchers and chimes, and they're all handmade. All the materials are locally sourced. Yeah, and we're having a lovely time.
So how can people get in touch with you?
They can contact me on Facebook and email. And I still haven't a website done because I am not with the program at all. And I should be ashamed of myself, social media and all of that.
But they can come in today.
Oh, they can come in today and buy all around them. I have very little left, so get in here fast.
And what's the name of is it a company?
I'm a sole trader, right? So that's...
Yeah.
I'm not big enough to be a company yet.
Yeah,
I'm all on my own.
Yeah, but so
Wild Ways.
Great name. And great stall. I love it.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So yeah. This is, as I said, this is going live tomorrow.
Right.
So people are listening. So
great. And let them come next year.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Right, and
just
tell them
to be showing again.
Because you know what, right? The people around here are lovely.
Yeah.
Very welcoming. Great coffee across the road in Gleason's.
That's an ad for Gleason's, you know that, don't
you? Yeah, I know, yeah, but I'll go over to Mary and I'll ask for free coffee in about half an hour.
It's lovely to see
you
anyway.
You too.
God bless your work, right?
Okay.
So that's Wild Ways, and there in just as you come inside the door, as a matter of fact, the sun is shining on it. And still waiting for somebody to come along. Where am I going now? I'm going to go over. Oh, yeah, we have... Rita Oates has a lovely, lovely display here of her artwork. Oh, God, it's amazing. And of course, everybody would know Rita. She's a local girl. She's a local girl. And everybody, the whole thing's had to fall into bits. I apologise. So can you explain about the stall that you have here today?
Yeah, so Rita Oates is an artist based in Roscommon in Ireland, obviously. And Rita's art combines imagery with short messages. And the words that accompany each image are thought-provoking, intended to be positive and uplifting for the viewer.
They're absolutely amazing.
They are, they're lovely. So the new ones now, they're more colourful than the previous ones. So Mountains of Love and Layers of Understanding are the two most popular of the newest collection brought out by Rita.
Yeah, and of course, after the show, you can get in touch with Rita.
Absolutely, yeah. So, hold on now, I'll get the number. So they're on sale in the stall here today until 5 o'clock, and then they're in the shop in 8 till 8 on Main Street, Roscommon, for the foreseeable future, and the phone number as well are 00353 879678432.
And I do apologise for jumping up and coming over and just throwing this at you. Anyway, as I said, Rita Oates is a local artist. Lovely, lovely stuff. But as I said, you can get it here at the Lamb Festival in the Enterprise tent, or else you can go over to the shop across the road, which is 8 till 8, and everybody knows it. It's in the square in Roscommon. So that's Rita Oates stuff. I'm going to go out in the street now and talk to a few people, so why not? You know, it's a beautiful morning in Roscommon, and as I said, if nothing to do, get down. Now, this is probably going out tomorrow, but anyway, support all the local crafters that's here. There's massive, massive, massive talent around Roscommon and the surrounding areas. So this is Jerry Jago again reporting from the Lamb Festival. I'm going to have a chat. Will I have a talk with Jerry? Jerry, do you want to have a chat with me about the Lamb Festival? Tell me how it's going. Of course you will. This is Jerry Fallon, who's retired yesterday.
The Lamb Festival is going very, very well now. It started on the march on last Wednesday, and we had a walk then on Thursday. We also moved on, and we had a great day yesterday. We have two big marquees here with a lot of crafts and other things in it. And the weather we have today is absolutely beautiful. And we have a big, big day now in the park. And the crowd is coming in already. And it's about 40 or 50 different events and things to look at, especially for children and for all the family.
Now that I have you standing beside me, I want to thank you very much for... Jerry has been running the farmer's market for how long?
11 years.
And he retired you today.
Okay, Jerry, thanks.
And thanks a million, and yeah. have a nice retirement.
Yeah, thank you.
So that was Jerry Fallon from the Lamb Festival Committee. Jerry's running around no more than myself. And as I said, we want to thank everybody for supporting the talent show the other night. Was amazing. The barbecue last night was just, oh God, tonight it was so, so nice. The food from all the people who took part, the Brazilian bar. Then today we have the craft fair. We have the big day down in the park. Lots and lots of stuff happening. Anyway, this is Jerry Jago saying goodbye, and hopefully you've enjoyed the Lamb Festival and everything that happened. Bye bye, everybody. Thank you.